Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Glatis Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to the management for their opening comments.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the earnings call to discuss our performance for the quarter ended 30th June 2026. We appreciate your participation and interest in Glatis as we begin the new financial year. The operating environment during the quarter remained mixed across global logistics and freight markets. India's merchandise exports recorded growth during the quarter, with engineering goods, chemicals, and electronic goods among the categories contributing to the increase. At the same time, freight activity across the individual trade lanes remained uneven. In this environment, our focus remained on customer engagement, expanding our services capabilities, and maintaining operational discipline. We delivered good growth in revenue during that quarter. Revenue from operations was rupees 2,345 million, an increase of 39.5% year-on-year. EBITDA was rupees 163 million, with margin of 6.9%, while profit after tax was at rupees 107 million, with margin of 4.6%. The growth in revenue was supported by better realization as well as favorable business mix. Ocean freight continued to account for a majority of our revenue, while the contribution from export and air freight activity increased during the quarter. This helped us grow revenue even though container throughput was lower. From volume perspective, our ocean freight container throughput was 21,841 TEUs during the quarter. The lower throughput was partially offset by better realization and higher contribution from business with higher revenue per shipment. Looking at the business mix, sea import remained our largest vertical and contributed around 70% of revenue during the quarter. Sea export increased its contribution to around 20% compared to about 15% in the Q1 FY26. The revenue from sea export grew at 83.5% year-on-year. Air freight also recorded growth during the quarter, with air import and air export contributing around 2.8% and 2.1% of revenue, respectively. Transport contributed around 4.6% of revenue, while the newly added warehouse business contributed around 0.04%. The improvement in exports and air freight contribution is part of our broader effort to build a more balanced business mix. We are seeing opportunity to increase our share of customer requirements beyond traditional sea import and provide a wider range of logistics services. From profitability perspective, the company reported EBITDA margin of 6.9%. The quarterly saw higher operating costs in line with increase in business activity, while the overall pricing and cost environment remained competitive. We remain focused on improving the quality of revenue and maintaining disciplined cost management as we scale the business. Moving to our industrial mix, renewable energy remained our largest industrial vertical and contributing around 13% of revenue during the quarter. At the same time, the contribution from other industries increased meaningfully. Consumer durables contributed around 10% of revenue compared to 7% in Q1 FY26, while chemical increased to 7% from 2% in Q1 FY26. This reflects the wider customer base we are building across different industrial and cargo categories. We are also seeing opportunities across apparel, auto, chemical, defense, engineering, pharma vertical, and other industrial segments. Our objective is to increase the share of business over time so that growth is not dependent on any one industry. This diversification also allows us to participate in different trade and shipment cycles across the year. On the geography side, Asia remains our largest region and contributed around 84% of revenue during the quarter. The region remains important for our business given the sourcing and manufacturing activity across markets where our customers operate. We are also working on increasing our presence across other continents such as Africa, U.S., and Europe trade corridors as we expand our customer relationship. Customer acquisition remained an important area of focus during the quarter. We added 260 new customers, and our repeat customers grew approximately 75% during the quarter. At the same time, the contribution from the top five customers was around 29% of the revenue. Lower concentration reflects the gradual diversification of our customer base and our efforts to build relationships across a wider set of accounts. Alongside customer expansion, we continue to invest in our operating capability during the quarter. We added 38 owned vehicles, taking a total owned fleet to 80 vehicles. Larger fleet gives us greater control over first mile and last mile movement and helps us provide more consistent service to customers. We will continue to add capacity selectively based on customer requirements and location where we see the sustainable demand. As we move ahead, our focus will remain on increasing customer coverage, improving our mix across sea, air, transport, and warehousing, and expanding our presence across industries. We will also remain focused on improving realization and maintaining cost discipline as business scales. Our approach will remain measured with investments made in areas where they can improve service capability and support long-term growth. I would like to thank our customers for their continued trust, our employees for their efforts, and our shareholders for their support. With that, now I hand over the call to our CFO to take the through and financial performance in greater detail. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone on the call. I will now take you through the financial and operational performance for the quarter ended 30th June 2026. Starting with the financial performance, the revenue from operations for Q1 FY 2027 was 2,345 million. This represents a growth of 39.5% year-on-year and 19.7% quarter-on-quarter. Including this other income, the total income was rupees 2,366 million compared to rupees 1,682 million in Q1 FY 2026. Coming to the operational profitability, EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 163 million compared to rupees 169 million in FY 2026 and rupees 105 million in Q4 FY 2026. EBITDA margin was 6.9%. On a sequential basis, EBITDA increased by 54.8%, while the margin improved by 150 basis points. PAT was 107 million with a margin of 4.6%. Coming to the operational metrics, TEUs handled during Q1 FY 2027 were 21,841 compared to 26,728 in Q1 FY 2026 and 31,402 in Q4 FY 2026. Looking at the segment performance in more detail, sea import generated revenue of around rupees 1,647 million and contributed 70% of our total revenue. Revenue from this segment increased 24.1% year-on-year. Sea exports generated the revenue around rupees 467 million with growth of 83.5% year-on-year, with its contribution increasing to 19.9% from 15.1% in Q1 FY 2026. The air freight business recorded significant growth. Air import revenue was around rupees 66 million, increasing 97.1% year-on-year. Air export revenue was around 50 million, increased 240.4% year-on-year. Together, the air freight businesses contributed around 4.9% of the revenue during the quarter as compared to 2.9% in Q1 FY 2026. Road transport revenue was around ₹107 million, contributing 4.6% of revenue. Revenue from this segment increased 107.8% year-on-year. Additionally, the company also generated around ₹9 million from warehousing during the quarter. From the geographical perspective, Asia remained the largest contributor, accounting for around 84% of revenue. North America contributed around 10%, followed by Europe at around 3%. Africa and South America contributed around 2% and 1% respectively, with the balance coming from Australia and other markets. Looking at the industry mix, renewable energy contributed around 38% of the revenue during the quarter. Engineering products accounted for around 8%, while the consumer durables contributed around 10% and chemicals around 7%. Our trade receivable days stood at 77 days at the quarter end, compared to 87 days at the end of FY 2026. This reflects the beginning of the normalization we flagged in our last call, as our newer customer accounts move into the steady billing cycle. On our backward integration program, our own fleet strength in Q1 FY 2027 stands at 80 vehicles, up from 42 at the end of Q4 FY 2026 and 17 at the end of Q3 FY 2026. Container deployment will start from Q3, and we remain on track to substantially complete this CapEx program during FY 2027, as guided in our previous call. We are happy to update that the reputed monitoring agency, CRISIL, has released a report stating that IPO process be used as planned and there are no deviations. Overall, the quarter saw a meaningful increase in revenue and sequential improvement in EBITDA. The key operating trends during the quarter were better realizations, higher contribution from sea export, growth in air freight businesses. At the same time, the increase in the cost base impacted profitability. We remain focused on improving the operating leverage, managing costs, and maintaining working capital discipline as the business scales up. As far as revenue is concerned, we expect it to exceed FY 2025 numbers. With that, I conclude my remarks and request the operator to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one. Our first question comes from the line of Disha with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, I'm audible, sir?
Yes, ma'am, audible.
Yeah. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Couple of questions. Firstly, on the international trade side, given again the geopolitical situation, what sort of impact are we seeing there and what sort of steps are we taking to mitigate that?
Madam, if you look at the geopolitical situation, the war in Iran, the Israel war on Iran, there is a serious implication, especially in the supply side. If you look at that geographically, North East is predominantly an Asian player right now. If you look at the overall volume, like we contribute around close to 84% of our major contribution comes from Asia. There is impact, but it's not like major as we see with the other players in the market. I would say there is minor impact in terms of price, in terms of supply availability and all those things. but it is mitigated in the right way, madam.
So no major impact we see in terms of these freight rates and the vessel availability.
It is there, but it's not impacting as much as we expected. It's true. We as a player, we are an Asian dominated player. So a major contribution comes from Asia. It's contributed from import. And majority happening from the Far East into India.
Right. So what sort of growth then can we look at for this year?
Sorry, madam.
What sort of growth are we targeting for this year?
Growth at Rashtriya's earlier conference, so we will be surpassing FY25 numbers.
Sorry, sir, it's not audible.
Ma'am, actually, we expect that it will exceed our FY25 numbers.
Okay. And in terms of our margins, what will be our outlook for this quarter? I think we were at around 7%. What is the
outlook? We are targeting more.
Hello?
Madam, can you hear us, ma'am?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
So margins, we are targeting for a little more compared with the current.
And what sort of capex are we doing for this year?
Capex, we will be completing the whole. We'll be utilizing the whole capex program within FY27. Like for investing on the trailers as well as investing on the containers.
And what will be the total amount for that?
So actually, we will be utilizing the IPO process fully. So it will be a total amount of rupees 132 crores as mentioned in our prospectus. So we will be utilizing it fully by the end of March 20th.
And what was the capex number for the first quarter?
Capex numbers, so we have purchased on the minimum of capex in this Q1. So I think in Q3 we will be containers will be deployed in Q3, and with respect to the trailers, we have added 42 trailers in Q3.
42 containers have been added.
Trailers.
And so you mentioned also about increasing presence across Africa and Europe. Could you just elaborate a bit more on that?
Coming, madam, if you look at the US trade line, the overall compared to year on year, the percentage in the towards concentration into US has increased. In Brazil, the last quarter, I think it should be around 4 to 5%, and at this point, it's coming heading close to the 10%. If you look at the Africa as a whole, as a clothes, since we being a traditional Asia player, now the concentration also in terms of export also increased. So overall, percentage increase revenue from export has gone up. So we are looking more into the west side, like for example, Africa, US, Europe, or South America. Those kind of sectors will be more concentration. And customer concentration will be given into priority will be given in this kind of sector.
Okay. That is it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, madam.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Rajiv Pandey with AK PMS. Please go ahead.
So I have a question, like a couple of questions. So my first would be, right now, top 5 customer contribute to around 30 to 33% of the business. Where can we see this number reaching in next 2 to 3 years?
Madam,
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Sir, actually, we are expecting it to be 15 to 20% because we are diversifying the customer base. So we wanted to increase the number of customers and decrease the customer concentration.
Okay, got it. And the next question from my side was, like, the air freight contribution is still in single digit. So what is your approach and strategy towards this segment?
Sorry, sir, can you repeat it once again?
Yeah, okay. So air freight contribution is still in single digit. So what is your approach and strategy towards this segment?
Sir, see, if you look at the, like year or two before, we are not much into air freight itself. It's a sea-based company. We are concentrating more into sea import and sea export shipping. In last 2 years, we managed to get this number to reasonable. But going forward, more contribution to from in terms of revenue as well as in terms of final numbers are be giving a major boost. So I can't comment exactly on which number we will be there in like next 2 years or something, but we will, the importance is given into our product to develop itself.
Okay, got it. And one last question from my side, that currently you have expanded in Ahmedabad. So do you have any plans to expand the network further? Can you comment on any specific regions that you plan to target?
Going into plans, like, we are planning to expand in other markets, like Hyderabad is one of the things we are concentrating into, and more importance will be given into sector like Calcutta. Right now it has been purely an operating office, so obviously like Calcutta, Hyderabad, Ahmedabad, these are sectors which will be given more sales focus and will be developing much further, faster pace.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir. This was from my side.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one. Thank you. As there are no further questions at this time, I would like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you once again for joining us today and for your continued interest in Glossis. We appreciate this confidence you have placed in our company. If you have any additional questions, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations Chalkit Partner, and we will be glad to assist you. Thank you for your kind support and your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Glottis Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.